Welcome to The Flash Business, where we dive into the pulse of the market, the strategies shaping the business landscape, and the stories behind the numbers. Today, we're unpacking a hat trick of significant developments across different spheres of the business world, from the towering influence of big tech on the S&P 500 to the downturn in industrial profits in China, wrapping up with the first bank failure in the U.S. for 2024 and the implications of strategic acquisitions. Join us as we navigate through these pivotal narratives. Eugene, let's dive into this fascinating narrative of the big tech companies propelling the S&P 500. What's driving this remarkable influence?
Wendy, the story here is truly about dominance and resilience. The Magnificent Seven, Alphabet, Amazon, Apple, Meta, Microsoft, Nvidia, and Tesla, have not only led an influential rally since October, but have showcased why technology firms are now the backbone of the global economy. Accounting for nearly 117% of the S&P 500's gains, these companies have demonstrated a staggering ability to innovate and dominate, with Nvidia, for instance, seeing a rise of 417% due to its pivotal advancements in the chip-making industry.
It's incredible to see such market power concentrated within a few companies. But isn't there concern about what this means for the broader market?
Absolutely, Wendy. While the performance of these tech giants lifts the entire index, it does mask the volatility and struggles among the other companies making up the S&P 500. There's a dual narrative at play. On one hand, we have a booming technology sector. On the other, there's the broader economy facing multiple challenges. This concentration of market power raises important questions about market health and diversity.
Indeed, the scenario presents a nuanced picture. As we move forward, the role of big tech in shaping not just the market, but also the future economic direction will be critical to observe. Thank you, Eugene, for that in-depth analysis. Now, shifting gears to another part of the world, Lester, what's happening with China's industrial companies?
Wendy, the recent report on China's industrial firms is quite telling, revealing a notable 3.5% drop in profits in March compared to the same period last year. This downturn, primarily attributed to a significant decrease in overseas demand, marks the end of a 7-month growth streak. Despite a fairly strong start to the year, the recent figures signal looming difficulties in sustaining growth levels, particularly as exports falter.
That's a sharp contrast to the post-COVID rebound. What's driving this sudden shift?
A few factors are at play here, Wendy. March saw an unexpected slump in exports, which compounded the challenges of weak domestic demand and falling factory gate prices. Furthermore, geopolitical tensions and accusations from Western countries about dumping practices have constrained China's export capabilities, leading to investigations into crucial industries like electric vehicles and shipbuilding.
With such complexities, how is China planning to navigate through this?
The Chinese authorities are exploring various stimulus measures to bolster the domestic market, including potential interest rate cuts and consumer spending boosts. Despite these efforts, the recovery remains uneven across industries, which underscores the importance of bolstering domestic demand and business confidence. This scenario not only affects China's industrial landscape, but also has global implications, given China's pivotal role in the world economy.
A critical situation indeed, and one that requires careful monitoring. Thanks for the insights, Lester. Moving closer to home, Rachel, the U.S. has seen its first bank failure of 2024. Can you break down the details for us? Certainly, Wendy. The banking landscape in the U.S. is undergoing a notable shift, with Fulton Financial announcing the acquisition of Republic First Bank, the first bank failure of the year. This move is significant, not just because of the challenges faced by Republic First due to rising interest rates and a tumultuous commercial real estate market, but also because it marks a trend towards consolidation among regional banks. That's a notable development, Rachel. What does this acquisition mean for the region's banking industry? It's a considerable expansion for Fulton Financial,
enhancing its operational footprint and potentially stabilizing the regional banking landscape. This scenario not only reflects internal financial management challenges, but also highlights how external economic pressures are reshaping the banking sector. It's a developing story that could signal more such moves in the industry, aiming to tackle the volatility we're observing. An evolving situation with far-reaching implications for both consumers and the wider banking industry. Thank you, Rachel, for that comprehensive overview. As we conclude this episode, we delve deep into the surging influence of big tech, China's industrial profit downturn, and the strategic acquisition amid the U.S.'s banking sector challenges. Each story reflects the dynamic nature of the business landscape, demonstrating the resilience, challenges, and strategic shifts defining our times. Knowledge and entertainment, on demand. That's The Flash, business for you. Thank you for tuning in.